Translation: The Brahmana's son cursed the king thus. On the seventh day from today, a snake bird will bite the most wretched one of that dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, because of his having broken the laws of etiquette by insulting my father. Okay, purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, so thus the beginning of the misuse of Brahminical power began, and gradually the Brahmanas in the age of Kali became devoid of both Brahminical powers and culture. The Brahmana boy considered Maharaj Parikshit to be Kulangara, or the wretched of the dynasty, but factually the Brahmana boy himself was so, because only from him did the Brahmana caste become powerless, like the snake whose poisoned teeth are broken. The snake is fearful as long as his poisoned teeth are there. Otherwise, he is fearful only to children. The personality of Kali conquered the Brahmana boy first, and gradually the other castes. But the whole scientific system of the orders of society in this age has assumed the form of a vitiated caste system, which is now being uprooted by another class of men similarly influenced by the age of Kali. One should see to the root cause of vitiation and not try to condemn the system as it is without knowledge of its scientific value. Hare Krishna, wonderful purport. But before we start, we'd like to offer some prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, everybody, thank you for coming. I can see the temple room. And good to see you all. I can't really make out who it is apart from Roberto is sitting right up front. But good to see you all either way. So before we start, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled online in internet land, and also everybody assembled in the temple room, all the senior Vaishnavas and everybody. I'd like to humbly seek your blessings so I can say something that is of at least a little bit of importance, and you may find it a little bit useful. Hare Krishna. So first of all, this is where Parikshit Maharaj is being cursed by the Brahmana boy. We know the story that Parikshit Maharaj was in the forest, and he went to Samika Muni's ashram, and he didn't respond to his calls, so he got a little bit angry, put a snake around his neck and walked away. It was a dead snake. When the Rishi himself saw it, he didn't really think of it much. But the Brahmana boy, he was very angry, and he unduly cursed Maharaj Parikshit, who is actually one of the best rulers. He was a very, very pious person and a devotee of the Lord. In fact, Krishna had himself saved Parikshit Maharaj when he was a young boy in the womb. And Parikshit was called Parikshit because he was always trying to examine and find out that personality who saved him. So Parikshit Maharaj was an amazing devotee, and he was not at fault at all. But Prabhupada explains in the purport that it was actually the Brahmana boy who was at fault, and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj for no reason. And it wasn't like a punishment that was equal. It wasn't like a punishment that was of, like equal stature. It was a very big punishment for a very small mistake, and everybody makes mistakes, it's not a big deal. But he was cursed. But Prabhupada explains that this is when the downfall of the Brahmana race began. And when the Brahmana race or the Brahmana caste starts to decline, then the rest of the society also crumbles. Okay? And I'll tell you why. It's not like you don't know, but Prabhupada explains how Brahmanas are the head of society. Okay? Kshatriyas are like the arms, Vaishyas are like the belly, and Shudras are like the legs. They're all equally needed in society. Okay? They all need to be there. Even Shudras need to be there. Even Vaishyas need to be there. Kshatriyas, Brahmanas, everybody, because then you have a full body, a full functioning body. If there is an imbalance anywhere, then society cannot function well. So it's very, very important, especially Brahmanas, because the head is the most important part. And Prabhupada called this society a headless society because Brahmanas are missing. Now, Brahmanas are leaders in society. They teach, train, and they guide people. They are well versed in the Vedas and they advise the king on how to run a kingdom. Okay? A Vedic society doesn't really run on popular vote or popular opinion. Vedic society doesn't run on vote. Vedic society runs on advice from Brahmanas. Okay? Decisions are made by people who are well versed in Shastra, not by anyone and everyone who don't know anything about the higher goal of life and the goal is just sense gratification. If you get people like that to make decisions for society, then you know where society is going to go, because we're in such a society, so we know. So we can see that Brahmanas have great power, because ultimately it is the Brahmanas who run society. In theory, the Kshatriyas run society, but actually it is the Brahmanas, because the Brahmanas are guiding the Kshatriyas on how to run the society, okay? So they have great power, but it is said that with great power comes great responsibility. But with great power and great responsibility also comes a great weakness if you're not careful. And in previous verses and purports, and even in this verse, Prabhupada talks about that weakness, and that weakness is called one of the biggest weaknesses that we all have, and it's called pride. Okay? It's called pride. And Prabhupada writes how the Brahmana boy was puffed up with pride. Okay? And hence, Kali infiltrated the highest order. Kali started from Brahmanas. Okay, infiltrating the Brahmanas. Why? Because if you want to win the game, you go for the head. Okay? If you chop the hands off, you can still survive. If you chop the legs off, you can still survive. Okay, but if the head is missing, the rest of the body can't survive. And hence, beginning from Sringi, we have a headless society, because Prabhupada writes that from then, that's when the downfall of society began, the downfall of the Brahmanas began, beginning from Sringi. So unfortunately, we're living in a headless society. Sorry for the bad news. I don't know what to tell you, it doesn't get any better than this. We are part of a headless society, and it started 5,000 years ago. Now, it's been the same technique all along. It's not a new thing. Okay, if you want to win the war, you go for the head. Who else tried to do that? In an interactive class, we would kind of go through question and answers. We can have a bit of an interaction, but I guess I just speak all the way here, and maybe we can take questions along the way, or maybe towards the end. But who else did that? I'll tell you who else did that many, many thousands of years ago was Hiranyakashipu. He did the same thing. When Hiranyakashipu came into power, he was already in power, but when he got his boons and he realized that he was invincible, okay, he tried the same thing. What did he do? He knew the technique. He didn't say, now I'm going to go and kill all the Kshatriyas. Now I'm going to go and fight all these kingdoms. That's not what he did. What did Hiranyakashipu do? He said, go and kill the Brahmanas. Stop all the worship. Okay? He went for the head. Okay? If you want to win the game, you go for the head. But he did it in a very blunt way. Okay? It's a better way to do it if you want to go for the head. And that's what Kali did. And that's what, is happening today. If you want to go for the head, if you want to go for the Brahmanas, You change the education system. That's how it works. Okay. You change the education system. It may take a little bit longer to take charge of society once you change the education system, because you have to wait for people to grow up, children to grow up completely brainwashed, and it takes a few decades maybe, or maybe even a few centuries before the whole population is brainwashed according to your ideas. But it's a lasting change. The change will last, because if you want to turn it back, it may take another few decades or a few centuries. If you change the education system around, there'll be a lot of opposition. So that's what Kali did. Okay, he's a smart guy. It's called subtle manipulation, but the technique is the same. If you want to win the war, you go for the head. So if you look at society today, okay, who's running society today? Who do you think is running society today? We have to look at all this Bhagavatam explanation that's given, and we have to try and relate it to modern society. So if you look at society, who's running it? Okay. I can't hear anybody, but that's okay. I'll just tell you. We may think that it's the politicians running the society, but it's not. Okay. We may think it's the Illuminati running the society, but it's not. Okay. And tell you what, it's not even the people running the society. We say democracy is of the people, by the people, for the people. But let me tell you, enlightenment is not really true. Okay? People are not running the society. It's actually the education system that's running society. People's free will is limited based on what they've been taught. And this is the system that's been going around for centuries. You train people in a certain way, and that's what they'll vote for. Okay, so it's not actually the people. We say it's by the people, but it's not really. It's the education system. The education system is telling people there is no God. Okay, go and enjoy your life. So that's what people are doing. They're right from the very beginning, right from when they're children. Okay, it's all about fun. It's all about enjoyment. There's no God. Maybe some philosophy is taught nowadays in school, but it's like it's a study. It's not really taught as a way of life. It's not really taught as a practice. It's taught as knowledge. It's good to know about these things, okay? So everybody is taught the same thing, okay? That it's all about enjoyment. It's fun and enjoy. And hence, they vote for people who are going to help them enjoy the most. So society is run today by the education system. Okay, there is an issue. Now, the funny thing is, the interesting thing is, you can actually never be free from the need of Varnashram system. Okay? The Varnashram system is actually created by Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam Maya Shishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasha. Krishna says, I create this system. Okay? If Krishna created something, it can't be destroyed. Okay? So the system is still there. It's just going on in a slightly different way. Two or three centuries ago, when the British went to India, okay, and they were looking at India, and they saw this caste system which was really, really bad, and they were like, you know, okay, we need to abolish the caste system. And that's what you study in today's books about how the caste system was really bad. And of course, they did manage to abolish the caste system to some extent. And when Western philosophers, when Western people look at the caste system, they go, oh, that was really bad. Okay. And it was because even in India, the caste system had declined. But funny enough, that caste system is there everywhere. It's still there. They tried to abolish it, but what they don't see is that it's still there. It's everywhere. It's there in modern society, but they don't see it. It's like the goldfish that is in water. If you ask the goldfish in water, Mr. Goldfish, how's the water? And the goldfish will tell you, water? What water? I don't see any water. Where's the water? Because it's swimming in it. So the Varnashram system, or in its perverted form, the caste system, is still around, and we're living in it, but we don't see it. It's established by Krishna. So who are today's brahmanas in society? Who are the ones guiding? Okay, who's the brahmana? Like you said, it's the educational system. Okay, they're the brahmanas. They're the ones advising and leading and training people. They're fulfilling the role that Brahmanas would perform in Vedic society. Who are the Kshatriyas? Okay. Who are the Kshatriyas? Who's fulfilling the role of Kshatriyas in modern society? It's the politicians. Okay. They're fulfilling the role of Kshatriyas. Who are the Vaishyas? Okay. We can see Vaishyas as well. We see businesses, we see businessmen, industrialists. They're all Vaishyas. They're all running the finances of society. And who are the Shudras? The Shudras are people working jobs. Okay. So the Varnashram system is still there. And what the British call the caste system in India, India is in a certain perverted form, but in the rest of the world, it's also still there. It's in a slightly differently perverted form. So you can't actually get rid of the system, because the system of Varnashram is the actual basis of how society functions. Krishna has established it. You can't change it. You can, you know, you can try and, you know, you can do what you like, but in one way or another, it'll still be there because Krishna established it. So it's there in a differently perverted form. And Prabhupada explains this in the purport as well. He says it's been abolished by other people who are also influenced in a different way. So Prabhupada writes that in today's purport. So the system can't go anywhere. It's there, okay? But it's kind of perverted and it's changed. Because the Brahmanas in today's society, the education system, they're not teaching what Brahmanas should teach about how we should have a higher goal in life, about worshipping God, serving. So this is not being taught, okay? The Kshatriyas, the politicians, they're not administering properly. They're not protecting properly, okay? Their agenda is also different. The Vaishya and the businessmen, okay? In Vedic society, one of the most important roles of Vaishyas is to protect cows. Cow protection is very, very important. But nowadays, there is no cow protection. In fact, the businessmen are making a business out of cows by killing cows. So again, that's perverted. And the same thing with Shudras. Okay, so it's exactly the same thing going on. Nothing's changed. It's just in a different perverted form. But Prabhupada explains, okay, actually Krishna explains, it said, Janmana Jayate Shudra Samstara Bhaved Dvija, you know the verse, everybody is born a Shudra. Okay? So whether it's Vedic society, or whether it's modern society, or whether it's any other society, everybody is born a Shudra. That's the way it works. Okay? But by training, one can be elevated. And by not being trained, one can be degraded or false training. Okay. So, here's the thing. Everybody is born a Shudra. Okay. And it can go three ways from there. Okay. You can either elevate yourself. If you're properly trained by the Brahmanas, which are already there in society, then you can also be elevated to the state of a Brahmana. If you get the right training from Brahmanas. You can stay a Shudra. Okay, a lot of people do. I think I'm a Shudra, my chart says that as well, and I've sort of got a mentality of a Shudra as well. So somehow I've decided to stay there. Or you can go further down. Okay, there is below as well. There's no limit to how below you can get. You can get as low as you want. You can go to Lecha, Chandala, wherever you may go, okay? With the wrong type of training. So, what's happened is the idea is in the Krishna consciousness society, what we're trying to do is okay. Everybody's born a Shudra. Krishna says that. That's fine. But what we're trying to do now is by training, we're trying to elevate people to the level of Brahmanas. And that's what Krishna recommends. Okay. We should all be elevated. We should be situated in our proper place. But, you know, Prabhupada's goal was to elevate people to the level of Brahmanas. But modern society, what it's been doing is it's degrading people to the level of mlechas and chandalas. And mlechas are those who are meat eaters, and we can see practically 95% of the world are meat eaters. So we started off at Shudras, but we kind of gone down to mlechas. In society, so what's happening is you got all these different roles. The role of the education system, the Brahmanas, the politicians who are the Kshatriyas, the businessmen who are the Vaishyas and the Shudras. But what's actually happening is that it is actually different natures who occupy different roles in society and who are fulfilling all these different roles. Okay, so that's what's happening in society today. People have chosen to degrade themselves. So the point here is that society needs, so far we've covered, society needs these four classes. Society can't function without these four classes. It's a system that is set up by Krishna. Okay? In Vedic society, everything was perfect. People were being trained by brahmanas and elevated to different positions. Okay? In modern society, people are being trained in the wrong way and being degraded. But somebody has to occupy these roles. And previously it was brahmanas, vaishyas, kshatriyas, but nowadays it's all natures occupying different roles. But what Prabhupada is saying is, look at the cause, not the system influenced by the cause. Okay? The system is perfect. Okay? But the cause, it's wrong. It's been influenced wrongly. So this is how society has been going on. But things started changing when Srila Prabhupada came to the West. And Srila Prabhupada started educating people to become brahmanas. So, we actually sometimes we say that yes, Prabhupada spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. He did amazing. Yes, but do we actually realize how big of a change Prabhupada is making in society? Okay, it's very, very important to realize that, because ever since Sringi did a boo-boo, okay, and he was and he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, and society started going down. It was a problem. Okay, but ever since then, it's been a headless society. But now, Srila Prabhupada is trying to reverse that by the establishment of the Krishna consciousness system. We are changing the educational system. Prabhupada is training people to become brahmanas. Okay, and that is very, very important. The only way, if you want to change the world, okay, the only way you can change it by educating people. You can't have an army of devotees going around shooting everybody else, and you can't change it in so many different ways. The only way we can change society is by sharing Krishna consciousness in the world and elevating people to the level of brahmanas. Unless we do that, things are not going to change. Or at least we have to stop people from going down to the level of natures. Okay, that is also helpful. So that's the only way we can change things. And Prabhupada wanted to show what the real system looks like, and that's why he wanted Varnashram to be established. Okay, but this is the main goal of Krishna consciousness as a society. We need to try and help people, elevate people to the level of brahmanas. Right, okay, I'm going to stop there, take a short break here, and let's see if we have any questions, and then we can carry on further. From the temple room. So the temple room is saying to everybody, thank you, temple room Prabhu. Shudras can be elevated to the standard of brahmanas, but this training is happening through, and it's cut off there. So I don't know what the question is. It's only half.
Continuing further down.
It's continuing further down, is it? Okay, through the educational system. That this training is happening through the education system. However, it is established that Shudras have not the dharma to go to Gurukul and be educated. Rather, their training is a particular trade which is learned with a master. So how would you present these two ideas in a harmonic way? That's very good. Thank you. Now, a very good question, thank you, first of all, because if Shudras are not allowed to go to Gurukul or the education system, because the ashram they have is the Grihastha ashram, then how can they be trained to be elevated to brahmanas? Okay, we're kind of, very good question, but we're kind of mixing two things here, because what used to happen in Vedic society is when people would be born, say, for example, in a brahmana family, it doesn't mean they're brahmanas, but they have the opportunity to be educated. Even when Shudras would be born in a Shudra family, okay, technically they wouldn't be you know, pushed to go into a Gurukul or something like that. But if somebody shows a tendency, then they could be elevated, okay, to a higher platform. So there is nothing restricting somebody from studying and being elevated to a Brahmana platform. Just like we know Vishwamitra Rishi as an example. He wasn't a Brahmana, he was a Kshatriya, he was a king, but through penances and practice, he elevated himself to the level of a Brahma Rishi. Okay? And this has happened many, many places. Prahlad Maharaj was born in a society of demons. So technically, he wasn't even a Shudra. By birth, he was less than a Shudra, he was a Rakshasa. But he elevated himself to a position that is even higher than Brahmanas. So birth is not really a qualification to be in a particular place, but it's actually, if one is qualified, if one has certain qualities, then he can be educated and trained. So I think that's what the question was. Please let me know if I've answered your question. In the meantime, I'm going to go to another question. If there is, did Brahmanas teach all castes in Gurukul or only Brahmana castes? Did Shudras being taught by Brahmanas, being taught, you mean? Brahmanas are usually the leaders and trainers in society. When you go to Gurukul or wherever, the Brahmanas were the ones teaching all different people. Prabhupada explains that Shudras don't necessarily need training because everybody is born a Shudra. There's no need to learn. Everybody can serve. He goes, but if you want to be a Vaishya or a Kshatriya or a Brahmana, then yes, training is necessary. Little Sringi boy was immature. Other Brahmanas were mature and experienced. How did this one act from a boy degrade all Brahmana caste in general? Do you have any thought? Thank you. Yes, definitely, Sringi was immature. But see, the thing is, everybody has a weak point, okay? And Kali is always looking to infiltrate a person, especially in Kali Yuga, because that is Kali's Yuga. This Yuga we're living in is called Kali Yuga. So any little crack you have in your wall of practice, Kali's gonna find a way to sneak through that crack and get in. So it's not that because of what Sringi did, the whole system collapsed and all Brahmanas were doomed forever. But the point is that he had pride, he was puffed up, he was arrogant, and he was uncultured, Prabhupada writes. And that was Kali's way of sneaking in to the Brahmana mentality and making his own way felt. Okay? And it started from there, but it carried on. As people had more pride, as people had weren't following principles, when all these problems started happening, that's when Kali found more and more ways to infiltrate the mentality of the Brahmanas. And slowly, slowly, afterwards, which we're not going to go through today because it's too much, but Kali slowly infiltrated all the other castes as well. So you start with the head, okay? If you're going to win the war, you start with the head. So you started infiltrating the Brahmanas, but slowly also infiltrated the Kshatriyas. Like we saw, even today, Kshatriyas are not proper Kshatriyas. Same with the Brahmanas, Vaishyas, and same with the Shudras. So Kali eventually infiltrated everybody. It was a way to get in. Okay, that's how it started. Bhakti Lucas at School of Bhakti says, you were saying that the education system is running the system. However, there are people behind it constructing and maintaining in the way you were explaining. So couldn't we say that the Vaishyas are in power of the education or influencing it the most, since it's based on sense gratification, which is very much stimulated by economical consumerism? Yes, but the thing is, the Vaishyas are also trained from a young age by the educational system. The same people who are Vaishyas, who are running the education system, were trained when they were younger in the education system. So even the big businesses, the people who are running the big businesses, they're also trained in the education system. Okay? So everything eventually comes down to the education system. The way you educate people, that's what changes everything. And that is why Prabhupada wanted to change education. Prabhupada said we have to, the only way you can change society is by training people. Okay, we've got more questions coming in. This is exciting. If Varnashram Dharma was created by Krishna, then why did Mahaprabhu reject it, seeing as he is himself, Krishna himself, from devotees online? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't reject the Varnashram system. I think you are referring to the conversation that Lord Chaitanya has with Ramananda Roy. And he says, what is the goal of life? And the first thing that Ramananda says, Ramananda Roy says, is Varnashram, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says no. Now that no is not a rejection. That point is he's just saying that it's not the highest goal of life. The highest goal, Lord Chaitanya explains, is Gopi Bhaktupada Kamalayor Dasa Dasana Dasaha. He says the highest goal is service to Krishna in the mood of the gopis. But he didn't reject the Varnashram system as such. He said that, he just said it's not the highest goal. But for common men, Varnashram system is the system to follow. So hopefully that clears up a few things. Now I have a few more things to say. So I have a lot more things to say, but I'll see what I can fit in into the next 10 minutes, and then we can have some more questions. So education system, I mean, that's what I derived from reading Prabhupada's books and from looking at things around us. That's the way I see things. If you see things differently, please do let me know. And it's okay. It's okay if you think differently. But I personally think, from what I've derived from reading Prabhupada's books, is that we do need to change the education system. That's where everything's established. That's the beginnings of everything. And yes, it may take a few decades to change. It may take a few centuries to change. But it will work. Now, look at ISKCON as a society. Okay, what's happening in modern society outside is the education system is degrading them to the level of natures. But if you look at ISKCON as a society as Prabhupada established, okay, who are the Brahmanas within ISKCON? Okay, who are the Brahmanas within ISKCON? It's the educators, it's the trainers, it's the preachers, it's the devotees who are preaching and literally elevating everybody to the level of Brahmanas, and not just to the level of Brahmanas, but beyond the level of Brahmanas to the level of Vaishnavas. Okay? So it's being run in the right way. Okay? If you look at the Kshatriyas within ISKCON, okay, who is the Kshatriyas? I don't know. I don't know who the Kshatriyas are. But we do have Vaishyas within the Krishna Consciousness Society, people who are doing businesses, people who are doing things perfectly. Okay, Brahman is acting in the capacity as Vaishyas. We are all trained to serve. We are all doing different types of services. And of course, it doesn't count as Shudras. It's actually higher because we're all trying to serve the Lord. But in ISKCON as a society, we kind of got it down. Okay, just like in modern society, people who are degraded to the level of natures are running all the different areas of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudras. In ISKCON as a society, Prabhupada has taught us how to educate people, and we got like Brahmanas sort of running society. So we have kind of got the Varnashram system down in a certain way within ISKCON. We may not have it down in the way that is mentioned in terms of like the Varnashram system may not exist in the way we see in, like 5,000 years ago society, okay? But it does exist in a certain way within ISKCON because we've got Brahmanas running different levels, okay? Now we're doing great, okay? We're doing really good. But the point is, we can't move independently of modern society, okay? We have to work with modern society and we have to keep growing. Okay? We have to work with society and we have to infiltrate into modern society to be able to work with it. Okay, we can't work independently of modern society. Try, but I think it is necessary. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is there to create Brahmanas, and the only way we can change society is by educating them. We need to understand that this Krishna Consciousness Movement is bigger than our head. Okay? Krishna consciousness is bigger than us. Okay? Prabhupada was perfect that he could have just sat there and did his thing in Vrindavan, but he didn't. He came to the West to train people because he wanted to change society. Prabhupada states that this is a war against Maya. The Krishna consciousness movement is declaring a war against Maya. Okay, that's what's happening. So our goal as devotees of the Hare Krishna movement is not just to say, okay, this me and I'm perfecting my life by practicing Krishna consciousness. Our main goal is to follow in Prabhupada's footsteps and do what he did. Our goal is also to change society to the way it should be. Instead of having lechas in different positions in society, we need to educate people and we need to train people so that they can elevate their consciousness and so society can be better. And this is also a responsibility of the Krishna consciousness movement. It is up to us to change society. There was a very interesting thing. About a couple of decades ago, there was some form of shooting in America. They do that nowadays. If you're too stressed out, you buy a gun and then you go to a school and then you shoot people. That's what people do nowadays in America. And America's wondering, why are there so many, shooting crimes going on all over the country? And they haven't worked it out yet. It's simple. Stop selling guns. Stop selling guns in an off-license shop and I guarantee you your shootings will reduce. But they haven't been able to work it out. Anyway, there was a shooting some time ago and where somebody entered a church and shot a lot of people. And the next day, the pastor of the church said something very interesting. He said, this is our fault. He goes, every member of the congregation should take responsibility for these shootings because the fact that people in society today are so degraded that they would come to church in a place of worship and shoot people means we failed in our mission. So it is actually our responsibility and our fault that this shooting happened. And I found that very interesting. Okay. This was in Texas, and I found that very interesting. He took responsibility, saying, we as a church, we're meant to be training people, and the fact that things like this are still happening, it means we failed in our mission. So, the point I'm trying to make here is that we can say as much as we want that, yeah, society out there is degraded, society out there is so bad, we're okay here, where we are. But at some point, we will need to realize that independently, we can't really keep on functioning forever. We are sort of interdependent with the modern society as well. In fact, look around you. Everything we use is produced by modern society. Okay, we are Yukta Vairagya. We're utilizing everything that is produced by modern society. And we are sort of interlinked. So it is part of our responsibility also to say that, yes, if we are trained, it would be a great sort of disservice to not take on the responsibility to train modern society. And hence, what Prabhupada did, traveling and preaching to everybody all over the world and educating people, that becomes our responsibility also. And if modern society is going down, to some extent, it is also our responsibility and it is our fault. Because we haven't been able to train people. Having such amazing knowledge through all these Vedas, through all these books, amazing knowledge that Prabhupada gave us, the training that Prabhupada gave us, and with the training that we have, if we are not able to infiltrate society just in the way Kali infiltrated society and change it, then to some extent, whatever's going on out there is failure on our part. It is every devotee's responsibility to go and share Krishna consciousness. So our war is also going on, and it is against the education system. The education system out there is teaching people to be mlechas. It's teaching people to enjoy and reject God. And our war is against them. We don't need guns to fight the war. We need books. Okay? We don't need fighters. We need preachers. That is a real fight. So unless we wage war on the education system, but not in the way they do in America with guns, but through our knowledge, the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has given us, part of what's happening in society is also our fault. So we we do need to work on that. And all of us need to take responsibility. Okay? It is everybody's personal responsibility to arm themselves with books and train ourselves as preachers, and then go out and share Krishna consciousness. That is our responsibility. Now, are there any other questions at this point? I have lots more to say. I can probably keep going till 9, but Dr. Lucas Prabhu asked me to stop at 8:30, so I will. But are there any questions at this stage?
We have no further questions at this point.
Okay,
So you can go on, please. And you also have a little bit more. So latest cut will be 8:40, so you have a little more time.
Okay, sure. Oh, thank you for asking me to go on, because I will go on. Thank you. Yeah, so moving on, there is one interesting thing. The sort of nomenclature and how nomenclature also affects us in a certain way. We call our brahmacharis monks, isn't it? We call our brahmacharis monks, but there are no monks in Vedic society. Monks is not really a Vedic term. Monks used to exist in many other religions. There used to be monks in the Christian tradition. There used to be monks in the Buddhist traditions, and there used to be Buddhist monasteries and Christian monasteries. And somehow we translated brahmacharis to monks and brahmachari ashram as a monastery. But actually, it's misleading in one sense. There's no such thing as monks and monasteries in the Vedic culture. Monks are people who live recluse. In Vedic society, nobody is a recluse. Okay, it's just not there. Even the sannyasis are out there integrating with society, preaching, begging alms, everybody in society, all the four varnas and all the four ashrams are living in conjunction because they have a role to play in society. Okay? So, there's no such things as monks. And I think I just wanted to say that because sometimes we sort of have an impression and we think that, look, I'm here, I'm in the temple, I'm going to chill out. Well, not chill out. I did chill out for many years, but when I was a monk. but we think, well, I'm here, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to do my reading and chanting. And that's great, and I think we should, because we do need to be trained up before we can go out and train others. But at the same time, we should understand that it is very much our responsibility to go out and train other people. And it's very, very important. Brahmacharis, sannyasis, grihasthas, doesn't matter who you are, we do have a responsibility. Now, sometimes people may also ask the question, because I know it's going on in your head, that, hey, it's okay for people who are living in the temple to preach, but I'm a grihastha, I've got responsibilities, how can I preach? I'm kind of stuck. I've got so many things to do. How can I preach? And it's very important to also answer that question because 90% of our movement is grihasthas, if not more. So we need to move away from the stereotypical ways of preaching. When we say preaching, then we usually picture something from the 70s. The brahmacharis are going out in books, doing harinam, and we think, I can't do that. But we have to adapt to modern culture. And we have been trained to be brahmanas by Srila Prabhupada. If you're reading Srila Prabhupada's books, if you're following the Krishna Consciousness Society, then you are a brahmana. You may or may not have the thread, you may or may not have initiation, but if you're following the philosophy of Krishna Consciousness and living by that philosophy, then you're a brahmana, and maybe even higher than a brahmana, okay? So, we all have to use our intelligence and work out different ways to infiltrate into modern society and be able to preach in our own way. It may not always look like standing on the street and distribute books. It may not look like going out in a group and doing harinam, but you can work your own way out, okay? Or rather, you can work your way into society and preach in your own way. So we have to think, and we are, you know, intelligent because not out of arrogance, but we have the best books. We have Krishna's intelligence that's available to us through all these books. So we can use that intelligence, and somehow or the other, we have to enter society and we have to try and preach in our own way, because it is very much our responsibilities. Okay? There are many other things I've written down. One of the most important things that Prabhupada writes is that Varnashram needs to be accompanied by Bhakti Yoga. Okay? We've been talking about Varnashram system, but it's necessary to mention that if there is no Bhakti Yoga involved, if it is not directed towards Krishna, then what that means is that we've kind of failed the whole point. The goal of the Krishna consciousness movement is not to establish Varnashram, which is like the question that was being asked. Yes, that is not our goal. Varnashram system is necessary for running of society, but Varnashram system is not going to get you back to Godhead. Varnashram system is there for running society, like I said, but it needs to be accompanied by Bhakti Yoga. There's a famous verse which is, Dharma svanishtita pumsham vishvakshena tathasuya notpadhye dhyadiratim shrama eva ikevalam. Occupational devotees, a man performs according to his own position, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction to the message of the personality of Godhead. So Bhakti Yoga is something we should be training people in. So what we can take back today from today's talk is we all need to try and think. We all need to sit down together, all the brahmanas in the temple, outside the temple, sit down together, scratch our heads and try and think, okay, how can we share Krishna consciousness? How can, just like Kali infiltrated the education system, Kali went for the head, how can we also fight this war and take on some personal responsibility to go and share Krishna consciousness with the world today? How are we going to do that? Okay, we're in lockdown, it may be a little bit difficult, but there are ways you can still do that, even in lockdown. You see people out there, their businesses haven't stopped. Okay, people are finding out ways to run their business, even in lockdown. You know, online businesses have been soaring. You know, people are, you know, still selling things, buying things, and people are still getting rich. Even in the lockdown, Elon Musk became, you know, one of the biggest millionaires, and then Jeff Bezos became the richest man in the world in the lockdown. Okay, their mentality is, we want to make money, so they find a way. Okay, either way, one way or the other, they find a way. So our mentality should be, how can we share Krishna consciousness? And whether it's lockdown or no lockdown, one way or the other, we need to find a way. If they can find a way for making money, why can't we find a way to share Krishna consciousness? So, yes, and I don't know how long this lockdown is going to go on for, what's going to happen after June. They say things will open up, but we never know. Everything is touch and go. So let's see. The time is now. Okay. There's no when something happens, I'll preach. When I'm properly trained up, I will preach. When society is ready for it, I will preach. When I'm older, I'll preach. When I finish my Bhakti Shastri, I will preach. When I've finished my training in the Brahmachari Ashram, I'll preach. When I finish my Grihastha life, I'll take Vanaprastha and then I'll preach. No, there is no later. Okay. There is only now. Now is the only time that you have. Okay. So somehow, right now, we have to think of ways how we can share Krishna consciousness. Okay. So I'll leave you with that thought. I think there is one question. So let's take that question, from Harika. What are the most important values of a good education system? And what are the most important assets of quality training program that equips us, and this is too complicated, that equips us to become warriors or warrioresses in Prabhupada's army? Everyone is not dominical by nature. Some are good at studying and some need to be inspired day by day. What's your view on this? Okay, so there's a few questions. What are the important values of a good education system? I don't know. I think I'm just a simple guy. All I know is one way or the other, we need to go and preach, share what we have. And yes, we may not all be trained in a certain way. We may not be all Brahminical by nature. I mean, things change over time, you know. Like, I was just speaking to Nishkinchana Prabhu the other day, and I was just talking about how there was a time when I was younger, actually, and I used to love to read, like, novels. Okay, it's mundane knowledge, but, you know, I used to love to read when I was younger, like 14, 15. And I would get a book, and I would sit straight for, like, 8 hours and just read and finish the whole book. Even like up until many years ago, I used to just be able to read like 1, 2, 3 hours straight. But now, because of modern technology, because of so many things, and, you know, constantly being distracted by phones and this, that, and the other, 20 minutes and I'm bored. I can't sit down and read Prabhupada's books for more than 20 minutes. I have to break it down: 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the afternoon, 20 minutes in the evening. It doesn't mean that I stop reading Srila Prabhupada's books. It just means that I have to figure out a way to deal with my, you know, ADHD, attention disorder, and then try and figure out a way to read. I know Prayojan Prabhu, he's amazing. And he can't, I hope he doesn't mind. I think he's gone now from the temple room. You know, he can't sit and read. So I've seen Prayojan Prabhu walking in a car park and reading a book, reading the Bhagavatam, walking in a car park. And I think that's amazing. You know, you can't stop reading. You have to find a way to read. So just like that, we may not be Brahminical by nature. We may think, I can't preach in this way, I can't preach in that way. But whatever your nature is, utilize that and find a way to preach. That's the way it works. You like cooking, find a way to preach by cooking. If you like, you know, studying, do it through studying. Training doesn't always mean bring people together in a class and speak to them. Training can come in many different ways. Preaching can also come in many different ways. I know Srinivas Prabhu, I see him in the temple room. Srinivas Prabhu is always telling people about the holy name, telling people to about Krishna consciousness. He doesn't give so many classes, but he's there at the reception, he's there in the car park, he's there everywhere. Wherever you go, Srinivas Prabhu is there. And he's telling everybody about Krishna consciousness. So you have to find a way according to your nature. Regarding the educational system and good qualities, I don't know. I'm not very good at organizing things. I think you may want to ask somebody who's good at that kind of stuff. Hopefully that answers at least something in your question. Somebody says, indeed, it's every one of our duties to preach. So everyone join the school of bhakti and also learn how to preach. Jai. That has to be Sankirtan Priya Prabhu. Thanks, Sankirtan Priya Prabhu, for the little push. Yes, please join the School of Bhakti, and everyone can take part in preaching. Hare Krishna. So, any final questions? It is 8:30. I don't like to go too much ahead of time. I heard Jayadvaita Maharaj say once that if you finish 10 minutes early, it's okay, but don't finish 10 minutes late. Better to finish early. So, I can still go on, don't get me wrong. Let's stop there if there are any final questions. Otherwise, we call it a morning.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.